Next item on the agenda is, are you page threes? I'm sorry, Mr. Graham.
We have three essentially consent agenda items. These are after the fact projects for which we're recommending approval with a civil charge in lieu of further enforcement, and for which the applicants have agreed for the commission's consideration. The first, Bayshore LLC's requesting authorization to retain 424 linear feet of riprap that was actually installed over the top of an existing riprap revetment. However, the addition extended the toe approximately 12 feet channelward of the existing bulkhead. This is for shoreline protection at the property that they own along Bay Linkhorn Bay in Virginia Beach. Both the property owner and the contractor have each agreed to a $600 civil charge. That's based on what staff believes is a minimal environmental impact and a minor deviation. The owner has also agreed to pay a triple permit fee for the after-the-fact authorization. 3B JTR LLC is requesting an after-the-fact modification to a commercial facility that they own, which is known as the Lighthouse on the Cove, located at 800 Laskin Road. It's situated along Little Bear Creek, and they're asking that the facility be authorized to operate as an event pavilion. The commission originally permitted this open pile structure and its encroachment on Little Bear Creek, but it was permitted as a restaurant facility. Because of the economy and a number of other reasons, it has yet to actually operate as a restaurant, but it is operating as an event pavilion for weddings, receptions, meetings, and boat shows, and it does have the proper city authorizations to function as such. They're also requesting that the existing pier alignment, which differs slightly from the drawings that originally authorized the facility, be approved. In this case, we are recommending a charge of $600 for the pier footprint change, an additional $600 civil charge for the facility change of use, and that's based on both minimal environmental impacts for both and moderate deviations. And finally, 3C, Andrew Lynn, is requesting authorization to retain 8 fender piles that were installed channelward of an authorized steel bulkhead adjacent to his property, is located along the Occoquan River in Prince William County. The applicant has agreed to a $75 in lieu fee, $75 permit fee in lieu of further enforcement. And because these are just pilings, while there is a slight net encroachment, you know, we didn't figure it was worth calculating a civil charge based on that additional encroachment, but it is a deviation. So we're recommending the commission approve that, but the triple permit fee.
Any questions of Mr. Grab or members of the commission? Bob, on item 3B.
Okay.
JTR LLC. We haven't had any complaints or any issues raised by the citizens based on the change of use, have we? No objections or no?
No.
Okay. Right. This is a public hearing. Is anyone in the audience pro or con on these matters that wishes to be heard? Matters before the commission for action. Motion made by Mr. Robb and second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you, Mr. Graham. Anything else, sir?
No.
Okay. Next item is closed session. Council, is there any need for closed session?
No.
Thank you. Next item.